Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is a big one today, Raven.
Okay.
What actually makes a person happy? Everyone always says they want to be happier, right?
Sure.
So it's one of the longest running studies in history. It started in 1938, studying multiple generations of people. And why are you already laughing? Why are you already laughing?
Wait a minute. Who's been doing the research since 1938?
The Harvard Study of Adult Development.
All right. Well, when
that
you
seems
say
legit,
that, when you
right?
say that, yeah, it sounds yes. like they might actually be doing it. Okay,
yep.
But 1938 seems like it was kind of a down time.
Yeah.
World War II and all.
Well, what they did was they started in 1938, and they took a group of about 735 people,
yeah.
and they studied through their lives, and then even their descendants. It went multi-generations.
Sure.
That they continued to do the questionnaires. They would check stress levels. They would do all kinds of like blood work on them to see what actually made people happy versus unhappy.
What they come up with.
So the director said that there is one thing that really stood out above all the rest that made people happy.
We learned that it's relationships, that good, warm relationships with friends, with family, not only make us happy, they actually keep our bodies and our brains healthier as we go through life.
Dang. I'm already shot myself in the foot.
Well, here's
too
the
late
good
for
news.
Me. Well, save
it's
yourself.
Funny. There's some people that like really stick to themselves and they're antisocial, and this is basically the opposite.
But you know what? I mean, we hear all that too, though, that you're supposed to have some time for you too, right?
It's yeah,
the
of
hardest
course.
Part is the balance.
But it's not just romantic relationships.
Okay.
It's relationships with your coworkers, with your friends, with basically like your postal worker. Just overall having positive feelings around people and then having certain people that you can confide with. So besides the obvious of not being lonely, how do relationships, let me speak English now, how do relationships make people happy?
They are stress regulators. So all of us are stressed every day.
Yeah.
And it seems that good relationships really help us manage stress.
Hmm.
And as we know, stress is a big driver of health problems.
You know, it's funny because I have these three girlfriends and I'm on a text chain with them and we've been friends for many, many years. And over the years, they've all moved away. So we're all over the country. But we talk every single day. There is not a single thing that is happening in our lives that the other ones don't know about.
Okay.
And we always say, what would we do without each other? Like the sounding board. So this kind of like, we always say, like, we're each other's mental strength at a lot of times, and it's important to have those people.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's well known that stress will kill you, right?
Right.
It'll lead to, you know, a regular relative sickness. It'll lead to depression and other things, but it can affect your physical well-being as well.
So what qualifies as a good relationship?
So, for example, being able to be yourself in a relationship, to be being able to say what's really important to you. Security, feeling like somebody's really got your back. So we asked people in our study, who could you call in the middle of the night if you were sick or scared? List everybody you could call. And people could list people who they could go to.
You're sick in the middle of the night. Who are you calling?
Mama!
My first thing I personally was like my mom or my dad. Even to this day, I'm like,
besides my wife.
I mean, obviously.
My wife would be aware that I was sick.
Yeah, she's there.
Right.
Anybody else. But also, coworkers is a big deal. If you have like a toxic work environment, it's really
sure.
bad for your long-term health. So I just want to say to Raven, you should thank me.
Is that what?
Yes.
You think that you're elongating my well-being?
I mean, I'm making you live forever.
Yeah, I was thinking that you were shortening my life day by day.